JPP said he was 110%. Does he look good to you early?
Yes, he does. He looks good. You know, I don't see any limitations, so I don't know about what percentage. You know, that's hard for me to calculate. But I see nothing that that shows any kind of limitations. You know, he's really came in good shape, good condition, good frame of mind, and he's off to a really good start.
Is there a different dynamic in your room without Justin Tucker?
You know, it always is. You know, when it was when we lost OC, I mean, you know, when you lose those guys, you know, you hate it, but that's part of the business, and you just got to move on, and other people take those roles. You know, we've got a healthy situation in our room, and we just now, all we got to do is go out and perform.
Is Kiwi one of those?
Oh, definitely. Kiwi's been a good leader. Kiwi's been a solid leader for a long time, you know, leading by example and leading in the classroom. So I'm excited about where Kiwi is right now. His frame of mind and when the pads come on, he's got to perform and produce.
Does it get quieter, or does Jason still take care of that as far as, you know, keeping everybody noisy?
That room's not quiet much. They cut up. But the one thing about that group, they work hard. They do work hard. They've worked hard in the off season. They worked hard in OTAs they've worked since they left here. I like where we are right now.
What have you seen from Jay Bramley so far? What do you think his role can be?
Who's that?
Jay Bramley.
You know what? He real raw. Really needs to work on a lot of technique. Needs every rep he can get. But he's very eager. Great attitude. Good personality. You know, fits in the room. He's off to a good start. But he needs time. It's hard to tell anything until we get pads on. With linemen. We'll see where it goes once the pads come on, but I like where he is as far as his eagerness and very aware, on top of everything. He's picked up everything, done an outstanding job picking up the defense, and really, you know, exciting prospect.
How important are guys like Marcus, Kuhn, and Jonathan Hankins to you this year? I mean, it seems like they're going to really need to provide some depth.
Yes, they are, and I'm really excited about those two. Jonathan really did an outstanding job in the off season, taking care of himself. Marcus is always in great shape, but those guys did as good as they could do in OTAs and minicamp, and they've been the start of training camp here. They're right where we want them to be, and I'm excited about those two. When some pads come on, we'll see. I think we're going to see positive things out of them throughout the year. And providing a lot of depth. I think we've got a healthy situation there at tackle with Cullen and Mike P. and where they are mentally, how they've approached everything, their leadership. We got to go out and do it when the pads come on. So it's everything has been good since the off season. They've done everything they can do. Now we just got to go out and produce.
Will we see Cullen at end at all this year again, or?
Oh yeah, yeah. We'll move him around in different game plans. You know, that's it's great to have a guy like that. You know, that can move around and we'll move. Throughout next week, we'll start moving guys around in different rush packages and different packages and you always have to rep guys in different positions because you never know what's going to happen with the injury during the game. So we'll start that probably next week.
Both of those starting tackles, obviously, been around.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a long time. Do you still see them as being top of their game?
They've shown nothing so far that shows me any different. Now, like I said, it's hard to judge, you know, without getting pads on and you get live bullets shot at you and then recovering and, you know, see how their bodies hold up and everything. But they've come in and both outstanding shape. Mike Patterson did a great job in the offseason. With his weight and with his training, and so, you know, that's all positive right now. And until we get into pads, we won't be able to. That's when the true story will be told.
I know it's kind of tough to tell when without full pads on, but how did you think the guys did against the no huddle with that tempo?
Good. You know, we can always improve there. I thought we were a little late, you know, a few times getting lined up, but we need that. We need that as much as we can get it. Especially those younger guys. Now, the veterans, they can you know, they there's not much you can fire at them that hadn't been shot at them before. So, but they, you know, like where we are, you know, we've got a lot of ground to, still got a lot of ground to cover. But so far, it's been solid.
What do you see from Robert Davis?
Solid veteran. He's come in really good shape. He lost a little bit of weight from the OTAs, which I think has been a good thing. Showing a little more suddenness, a little quick twitch, you know, a little more quick twitch. And so, tough kid. You know, I liked him coming out when he was at Tennessee, and excited about where he is. And you know, as I said, I think that group, I think we got a healthy situation. But it doesn't matter what I think now. It's what happens when the pads come on and how much we produce.
In retrospect, how amazing was Mike Patterson? Did he surprise you guys last year at all? I mean, did you think he was going to do as much as he did?
No, I kind of thought he did. You know, I saw that. You know, I followed Mike, you know, all the way back from USC. You know, he was a great college football player. He was unbelievable in college, and he's had a solid career. He's a true professional. He's very quiet. Comes to work every day. Lunch pail guy, and. No, he came in and had a couple of big games. You know, I mean, we played Philadelphia, and he had another game. I can't recall right now, but he had a couple of games where he was a factor and really helped us. And just a pleasure to be around, and just a true professional.